at Wiffles Hybrids Corn Strategies. I'm visiting with Rick Burrish. And Rick, we're in right near Vincent, Iowa, Harmon Farms, I believe it is. This is an absolutely gorgeous location to hold this event. How did you pull all this together?
Well, it takes a lot of work, and it takes teamwork from the team. We have we're fortunate to have Harmon's as a customer of ours, and we built a relationship over the years, which we strive to do with every grower that we sell. And Harmon's were gracious enough to allow us to have a little part of this beautiful facility for our show today.
Well, before we talk a little bit more about what's new with Wiffles, how about in your region? You know, we've certainly had a challenging year again this year weather-wise. How are things looking around your part of this state?
Well, things are similar to where they are just about everywhere in Iowa. If you've caught rain, you have hope to go on, and we have hope. I mean, we don't think that this crop is as bad as, say, back in 1988. Yes, I know the crop report has gone down. Some estimates have gone down, things like that. We're just very hopeful that we catch rain here real soon and the crop gets along, because considering no more rain than we have had in some areas, the crop looks phenomenal. Here in the Fort Dodge and Vincent area, the corn looks really good considering what kind of rain we've had. As you go east a little bit, there are pockets and there are areas that obviously don't look as good as this, but there is still hope, and we pray for rain constantly. Another thing, too, yeah. Chuck, is that drought tolerance of hybrids today is so much better than what it was in, say, 1988. A lot of folks always talk about the 1988 drought, and we just have better products that have better drought tolerance.
Well, and that's a good lead-in to the fact that there are a number of new hybrids out this year from Wiffles. Anything you might want to point to, especially well-suited in your region of the state?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. You know, as a company, we've released like 12 new base genetics this year, and, you know, we'll be watching those. Our researchers have given us early indications of things. But it's probably a little premature to say what'll handle things. There are so many variables there. The planting date, whether you've had rain, you know, kind of a common story is, well, that corn's rolling up, you know, in the afternoons last week when it was 100 degrees and wind blowing. Well, that must not be drought tolerant. Well, that may not always be the case. When corn rolls up, it just protects itself, you know. So a lot of variables. We'll take a look at this at the end of the year and make decisions. But we don't release products on a whim. And we're very confident in what research gives us to promote and sell to growers.
All right. Well, thank you very much for visiting here. That's Rick Burrish with Wiffles Hybrids. We're at Corn Strategies. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.